Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Tvai
Tvai
me
me
ananya
ananya
Vishaya
Vishaya
Matir
Matir
Madhu
Madhu
Pate
Pate
Asakrit
Asakrit
Ratim
Ratim
Udvahata
Udvahata
Adha
Adha
Ganga
Ganga
Iva
Iva
Ogham
Ogham
Udanvati
Udanvati
Tvai me ananya vishaya,
Tvai me ananya vishaya,
Matir madhupate sakrit,
Matir madhupate sakrit,
Ratim udvahata dadha,
Ratim udvahata dadha,
Gange vogham udanvati,
Gange vogham udanvati,
Tvai me ananya vishaya,
Tvai me ananya vishaya,
Matir madhupate sakrit,
Matir madhupate sakrit,
Ratim udvahata dadha,
Ratim udvahata dadha,
Gange vogham gamudanvati,
Gange vogham gamudanvati,
Tvai me nanya vishaya,
Tvai me nanya vishaya,
Matir madhupate sakrit,
Matir madhupate sakrit,
Pratim udvahata dadha,
Pratim udvahata dadha,
Gange vogham udanvati,
Gange vogham udanvati,
Tvai me
nanya
vishaya,
Tvai me nanya vishaya,
Drawn unto you without being diverted to anyone else.
In the previous verse, Kunti prayed that Sneho Pasam Imam Chindi Dhiram Pandusu Brishnishu. She prayed, my dear Lord, kindly cut off my attraction for the Pandava family and Vishnu family. So, by cutting off or giving up the attraction for material things, that is not sufficient. The Mayavadi philosophers, they say Brahma Satya Jagan Mithya. This world is false and Brahma is truth. We also say the same thing. But what is the difference? The difference is that you are living entity. You want enjoyment. Enjoyment means varieties. Without varieties, you cannot enjoy. Just like here is a flower vase. There are so many flowers. Why God has created so many colors, so many forms? They create enjoyment, variety. Variety is the mother of enjoyment. That's a common thing. The Mayavadi philosophers, they spoil the varieties, impersonalist. So what the result is? The result is, Arujya kichena parang padang tata patanti adha. Anadita jusmatang raya. Bhagavad says, they labor hard. They undergo severe penances. Just like our sannyasi, they can sit down here, although there are many women. See, Mahavadi sannyasi will not sit down. Where there are women, they will not sit down. They are very strict. some of the Mahavadi sannyasi, if by chance they touch one woman, some or other, then he has to undergo some penances. Of course, a sannyasi should be very cautious about intermingling with women. For a sannyasi, not for a sannyasi, even for a person who is desiring to go back to home, back to Godhead. This is our ultimate goal of life. Human form of life is meant for that purpose. That in this life, we have to understand our relationship with God, sambandha. And according to that relationship, we have to chalk our plan of working. Because we must fulfill that relationship. This is called in Sanskrit, sambandha, abhidheya and prayojan. Sambandha, abhidheya, prayojan. Just like in ordinary dealings, one businessman is going to do business with another man. So first of all, the relationship is established by some agreement. Then the transaction takes place. One is supplier, one is purchaser. Then the result is profit. Three things are there. In husband and wife, the same thing. First of all, sambandha, the relationship. Who will marry which girl, which boy? First of all, in the beginning, formally it was settled up by the parents. Still in India, it is settled up by the parents. That is called sambandha. Then the marriage takes place. Then husband and wife relationship, they live together. Then there is the prophet, a child. Similarly, the human life is meant for re-establishing our relationship with God. In this material world means forgetfulness, forgetting our relationship with God. That is called material world. No Krishna consciousness, that is material world. As soon as there is Krishna consciousness and acting on the basis of Krishna consciousness, it is no more material world. It is spiritual world. So, here Kunti Devi first of all desired, let my so much affection, love for my two families, my father's family and my father-in-law's family. In India it is called Bapir Bari, Shoshur Bari. Bapir Bari means father's house. And Shoshur Bari means father-in-law's house. So, Kunti is over. He has got relationship with two families. A man may have so many relationships, but woman, he has not so facility, she has no facility for making more relations, that is not allowed. But at least she has got two relationships with two families, and that is her attachment. So she prays to Krishna, please cut off this relationship. Let me be free. Now after becoming free, then what you are going to do? That is the question. Suppose one is employed in a farm, he feels inconvenience. This service is not very good. Well, let me resign it. He will resign. But if you get a better service, then that resignation is all right. And if by resigning you become unemployed, no engagement, then what is the value of such resignation? What is the value of such resignation? Similarly, those who are frustrated, confused, we don't want this material world. Just like in your country, the hippies, they are frustrated, confused. You don't want, this is don't, but what you want, that is, that they do not know. That point is missing. You say, I don't want this, but what you want, that you do not know. That want, what you want actually, that is explained by Kuti. Toi me ananna visaya mati madhupati asakit. Unto you, let my this family relationship affection be need, but my relationship with you become confirmed. Be confirmed. Toi me ananna visaya. No more attraction for anything else. Only attraction for you, Krishna. This is wonderful. This is perfection. Toi me ananna visaya. Ananna visaya means ananna bhakti, without any deviation. 24 hours simply attachment for Krishna. That is wanted. Then your renouncement is perfect. If you think this attachment and that attachment both may remain. No, that cannot go. That will be nice, not nice. Just like you ignite fire, at the same time pour water on it. Then that will be the result. The fire will not act. Similarly, if you want to renounce, just like the Mahabhadi Sannyasi says, that Brahma Sutta Jagan Mithya, renounce this world. They take a langota, a lion claw, and preach, who is your wife, who is your children, who is your country, so many things there, negative way. Bhajagovindam, 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 Muramate. This is very good to preach renouncement of this world. But side by side, we must have attachment for something. Otherwise it will not stay. Therefore we see so many sannyasis, they say Brahma Satya Jagan Mithya, they give up, take sannyas. But after taking sannyas, after a few days or few years, they come back again to this material world, to open hospital, philanthropic world, school. Why? If you have left this world as mithya, as false, why you are again coming to politics, to philanthropy, from sociology and so on? Why you are coming again? And that is bound to be. Because we are living entity, we are active. If we simply become inactive out of frustration, then it will be failure. We must engage to the activities. That activity is devotional service. This is Brahma activity. The Mayavadis, they do not know. Just like we were discussing in this beach morning about the spiritual world. Spiritual world is exactly like the material world, varieties. There is also house, there is also tree, there is also road, there is also chariot, there is, everything is there, but without inability. Without inability. There, Chintamani prakara sadhamasu kalpa vrikha lakhya vritesu surabhi ravipala. For example, just like there is tree also. Chintamani prakara sadhamasu kalpa vrikha. But those trees are not like this tree. Suppose you want some fruit, say suppose mango. You go to the mango tree, you're taking mango, at the same time desire, why not little grapes? But this mango tree cannot supply you grapes. But in the spiritual world, you are eating mango, at the same time if you desire grapes, the same tree will supply. This is called desire tree. And some ideas of the spiritual world are there. Just like here, for light, you require sunlight, moonlight. But in the spiritual world, there is no need of sunlight, moonlight. Because everyone is effulgent. By his own light, he can see everything. Just like in Krishna Lila, Krishna was stealing butter. So the neighboring friends of Yashoda Mata was complaining. It is not complain, it was just see the fun of Krishna. Krishna was sitting and they are complaining. They are seeing the bodily feature, how Krishna is feeling. So other ladies complaining, Mother Yashoda, your son comes to our house and steals butter. We try to conceal them in a dark place so that this boy cannot see, but he still finds out. Better you take away all his ornaments, because the jewel, light of the jewel, helps him to find out the butter pot. So Yashoda said, yes, I'll do that. I'll take away all these ornaments. Yes. Then they say, no, it is useless. This boy has got some effulgence of himself. Without ornaments, he can also find out. So this is the position. The transcendental body is effulgent. On account of effulgence of the transcendental body of Krishna, the whole light is there. Whatever light you are seeing, it is all borrowing light from Krishna's effulgence. That is stated in the Brahma Sangita. Jasya prabha prabhavato jagadanna koti kotishu asesa vasudhadi vibhuti vinnam. In the light, bodily fungus light of Krishna, they are generating millions of universes. Jasya prabha, just like this sunshine, everything is there, you have to study. The sun sign is producing these planets, other planets. That is scientifically true. due to sun sign, the planets becoming warm, then the seasons are changing, and there are trees, there are green foliage, there are fruits, flowers. It is all due to sun sign. Similarly, whatever creation we see, it is due to Krishna's bodily effulgence. Krishna's bodily effulgence. So, the Mayavadis, they simply see the effulgence, something impersonal, effulgence. They cannot see anything more. Just like the sun sign. In the sun sign, there are so many things. In bright sun sign, you saw one aeroplane is gone up, but after some time you cannot see. You cannot see. You cannot see because due to the dazzling sun sign, although the aeroplane is there, you cannot see. Similarly, simply if we try to see the effulgence, Brahma Jyoti, we are unable to see inside. Upanishad, there is this statement that a devotee is praying to the Lord that you wind up your this effulgence so that I can see you properly. The Mayavadi philosophers, they cannot see the personal activities or the planets where Krishna is personally active. That they cannot see. Therefore, Bhagavad says, anadita jusmat angraya. Because they neglected to see the lotus feet of Krishna, therefore, despite their severe penances and austerities, on account of not seeing the lotus feet of Krishna, they come back again to this material world. Arujya kuchena parang padang tatah padanti adha. So, if we simply become renouncer, that will not help us. Then again we shall become injured, so-called injured. That is like pendulum, balancing, tuck, tuck, this way. If you simply become this side, renouncer, then again we go to that side, enjoy. So, here is the remedy. If you want really detachment from this material world, you must increase your attachment for Krishna consciousness. Otherwise, this kind of so-called renouncement will not help you. That is a fact. Therefore, Kunti Devi is praying, Toi me ananna visaya, without any diversion. That is the definition given by Rupa Goswami of bhakti. Anna vilasita sunnam, no other desire. Anna vilasita sunnam. Jnana karmad anabritam. Here in this material world, some of them are gyanis and some of them are kormis. Kormis means fools, unnecessarily working very, very hard. They are kormis. And gyanis, when he's little elevated, he thinks, so what for I'm working so hard? I don't require so many things. Still, why am I accumulating so much money, so much food, so much prestige? When he becomes jnani, that is jnani. Therefore, bhakti is beyond karma and jnana. And I will ask them, the karma jnana, if there is other desires also, that should be also need. No desire. That is called desirelessness. But desirelessness can be possible when you desire to serve Krishna. Otherwise, that is not possible. Therefore, bhakti means we should be desireless in the matter of jnana, karma, or any other thing, without any attachment. But we must have attachment for Krishna. Then it will stay. Anukullina Krishna anusilanam. That attachment, anusilanam, cultivation of Krishna consciousness, anukullina. Anukullina means favorably. How Krishna will be satisfied. That is favorable, Krishna consciousness. Simply always thinking of Krishna, just like the gopis. Their Krishna consciousness is perfect because they had no other desire except trying to please Krishna. That is perfection. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu recommended Ramya kachid upasana vrajavadhu varga bhija kulipita. There is no better process of worship of the Supreme Personality of Godhead than the method adopted by the gopis. The gopis had no other desire. Simply their desire was how to satisfy Krishna. All the gopis, the elderly gopis Jasodama and her friends, elderly gopas, Nanda Maharaj, his brother, his friend, and of the same age, the boys and girls of Vrindavan, who are of the same age. Everyone, even the cows, even the flowers, even the fruits, even the water in Vrindavan, because everything is spiritual there. Nothing is material. That we should understand, spiritual and material. Material means they have no living symptoms. And spiritual means have all the living symptoms. So here, although a tree is also a living entity, and there also the tree is a living entity, but here the living symptoms are absent. Oh, why the tree? Even human being. A human being is also a living entity, and there also devotee, there also living entity. But here, the real symptoms of life, means Krishna consciousness, is absent. And there, the real symptoms of living condition, Krishna consciousness is very, very much. There is no other consciousness except Krishna consciousness. And that is spiritual. So similarly, even in this material world, if you simply increase your Krishna consciousness, then you are in the spiritual world. Just like in this temple. In this temple, we are living. We are living in the spiritual world because here there is no other business than Krishna consciousness. There is no other engagement. Although it is practice, just like apprentice, these deity worship, Savanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Padu Sivanam Archanam Bandhanam Dasam, so many engagement. But it is on account of Krishna. Therefore, those who are strictly following the regulation of Krishna consciousness, he is living in the spiritual world. He is not in the material world. It's like we are not living in Los Angeles. We are living in Vaikuntha. Yes. That's the fact. It is consciousness. The consciousness, I can give you another example. Just like in this seat, there is a bug. But the bug and myself sitting on the same place, but because the bug has no consciousness, therefore he is bug and I have got consciousness, I am a spiritual master. But we are sitting in the same place. Sitting in the same place, because the bug has not developed his consciousness, he remains a bug. And one has developed the consciousness, therefore he becomes spiritual master. But the position is this. Similarly, Either you remain in the material world, spiritual there is no question. If your Krishna consciousness is very strong, then you are not in the material world. You are not in the material world. Therefore, simply renunciation, that I give up attachment for worldly things, that is not sufficient. Simply renouncement will not help you. It may be a helping process, but that will not help you absolutely. When you increase attachment for Krishna, then this renouncement will be perfect. So make renouncement perfect. Or if you increase attachment for Krishna, automatically your attachment for this world will diminish. Two things cannot go. Our attachment, just like a woman, if she is attached to two men, one husband and another paramour, so two things cannot go. The attachment increases for the paramour. Otherwise, why she accepts a paramour? These are examples there. Although she is working at the husband's place very nicely, but the mind is there to the paramour. Because when I'll meet him at night, these are there. You see? So, if we increase our attachment for Krishna, then the detachment or renouncement of this material world will automatically come. Bhakti parishanubhava virakti annatrasya. If we increase our attachment, then that Kunti Devi is praying. That is also Krishna's mercy. You cannot increase your attachment for Krishna without Krishna's mercy. You cannot become devotee. Therefore, we have to simply serve Krishna, sevan mukhe. By service, Krishna is very satisfied. Krishna does not require anyone's service. He is perfect himself. But if you give him service wholeheartedly, sincerely, then by the mercy of Krishna, you will make advancement. Sevan mukhi hi jivadu swamiva spuratvaka. God will reveal. You cannot see God by your these blunt eyes. That is not possible. Premanyana churita bhakti vilochanena santasada. You have to smear your eyes with the ointment of love. Then Krishna will reveal. Krishna will come in front of you. Just like Dhruva Maharaj. Dhruva Maharaj was undergoing tapasya and he was meditating upon Vishnu Murti within his heart. All of a sudden, the Vishnu Murti disappeared. So his meditation broke and immediately opened his eyes. He saw the Vishnu Murti in his front. He's there. So similarly, you think of Krishna always. Always think of when will be perfect. You'll see Krishna in your front talking with you. This is the process. You'll see one day. But you should not be very much hasty. Oh, of course that is good. Why I'm not seeing Krishna? I'm not Krishna seeing. So we should not be very much hasty. We must wait for the mature time. The example is given that generally a woman wants a child. Now she is married. And if she thinks, let me have immediately child, that is not possible. You wait. Now you are married, you have got husband, you must get a child. That's a fact. Similarly, because you have engaged yourself in Krishna consciousness, abhartha-kalattam, namagane sadarishi. This is called formed faith. But now, because I am engaged in Krishna consciousness business, so I must be able to face Krishna, face to face, see Krishna face to face, that I must have. So don't be disappointed. Go on with your Krishna consciousness activities. Time will come when you'll see Krishna, just like Kunti is seeing face to face. There is no doubt about it. So, here it is said, Taime ananna visaya mati madhupati. Krishna's another name is Madhupati. He has got thousands names. Madhupati means he killed the demon, Madhu, from that Madhupati. What is it there here? Madhupati? Oh, Lord of Madhu. So Madhupati, Roti, Ratim, Udbhata, Adhya. The example is given very nicely, just like river, especially. The Krishna consciousness is not ordinary river, but it is just like Ganges. Ganges is very pure, directly connected with Krishna. So as the river flows down towards the seas, similarly, my attraction will go down incessantly to touch your lotus feet like the Ganges. This is the prayer of our Kunti Devi. So, incessantly, without any deviation, Ananna Bhakti, this is called Ananna Bhakti. Ananna, in the Ananna Bhakti, in the Bhagavad Gita it is stated, Ananna Bhava, without any deviation. Even such person is found to be little misbehaved, still he is to be considered as sadhu. That is stated by Krishna in the Bhagavad. Apite sudurachara bhajati imam ananna bhava sadhu reva samantabha sammak bhavasita. Just like sometimes our Indian friends criticize our European American, they are not very acute in the service of the deity. There is so much mistake, so many. So Krishna says, never mind. Because his attention is to sadhmi, even there is some discrepancies. He is sadhu. Sadhu reva samantabha. Sammak bhavasita isha. So Krishna consciousness is so nice. You try to execute it to your best capacity, that's all. Even there is some mistake, don't commit mistake intentionally, but due to my habit, past habit, I may commit some mistake. That is excuse. If we fix up our mind in serving Krishna severely and seriously, then even there is some mistake. Rupa Goswami also says that jena tena prakarena mana Krishna. First of all, fix up your mind to Krishna. And the other rules and regulations, of course, they have to be followed. But in the beginning, we shall try our best how to fix up our mind to the lotus feet of Krishna. Other things will automatically come corrected. Thank you very much. Haribol! Haribol!